book together of Brown Cappin's story. That'll be the name, the title of it, Brown Cappin. And I'll compile the more vicious and hideous details. Check this one out. I've often doubted the validity of certain stories on your show, but as we all know, truth can be stranger than fiction, this man writes. My last few months have been racked with guilt and shame over a horrible incident, and the need to purge myself has become overwhelming. So I turn to you for a compassionate ear. Last summer, I took my girlfriend Maria and her son Tony to... Well, I ain't gonna say where it is, but it's an amusement park in New Jersey. Attempting to nurture the bond that was forming between us. After a busy morning of paddle boats and bumper cars, we took a moment to refresh ourselves with a hearty lunch of chili dogs, cheese fries, and lemonade. Relaxing under shade trees, Tony smiled a chili-smeared grin as the sun cast its languid glow over the park. With the leisurely picnic ending, we hastily dispersed to the changing rooms in anticipation of our next adventure, the giant water slide. During our first run, I noticed a gnawing internal discomfort, although the first sure signs of brown capping weren't apparent until Tony and I climbed the half mile of stairs to the summit for our second run. Unfortunately, I'd taken the opportunity to wear a most revealing blue Speedo in the hope of further enamoring myself to the beautiful Maria. Lord knows I have the body to accommodate such a blatant public display of manhood. However, I soon began to regret my decision, for the sharp cut of the elastic dug into my swelling gaseous abdomen. My intestines were bubbling like a whirlpool. By the time we reached the loading platform at the summit, I was squirming in wretched misery. Yeah, I can just picture that. Considering my options, I surmised that taking the slide was far more promising than fighting my way back down the stairs through the crowd. Thank God I was next in line. My trouble would soon be over. The only obstacle before me was an elderly German tourist staring pensively at the wild rapids. With obvious reservation, he shuffled slowly toward the mouth of the blue tunnel. Beyond the point of pleasantries, I bellowed, "Come on, Pops! Shake a leg!" Turning toward the Acme Park boy who managed the ride, he made a feeble attempt in his native tongue to communicate his apprehension. I had no other choice. The brown star pulsated, nearing supernova. The manager recoiled in shock as I pushed the old man down the slide. Head first, cursing me with hostile foreign gibberish, he disappeared round the first turn. In an instant, I followed, hurling myself down the slick plastic vortex. The fury of the slide was incredible. Rolling and spinning, I gathered speed quickly. The angle of the chute dipped to nearly 70 degrees, increasing my velocity as I careened from side to side, the water turning to white angry foam. Ricocheting from a high banking wall, the impact smashed me like some fecal-laden piñata. I lost control, discharging a foul liquid trail. A child screamed somewhere behind me as I slid toward certain humiliation below. Frantically, I grabbed at the back of my Speedo in a desperate attempt to flush myself clean. And to my dismay, a fetid school of dung guppies spilled into the churning maelstrom. Nearing the final turn, the old man was standing upright in the tunnel in front of me. I'm sure to exact some form of revenge. His sinewy muscles were tensed. Rage filled his dilated eyes. But with youth and gravity on my side, I swiftly took him out at the ankles. A palsied hand grabbed me as we tumbled out of the chute and into the pool. Moments later, a wailing boy fell behind us, riding the crest of a polluted wave. Thinking fast, I collared the old man and dragged him onto the concrete deck. A lifeguard confronted us as people ran screaming from the pool in pale-faced terror. I explained to the guard how the old man had soiled the waters. Obviously, the speed and excitement had proved too much for a man of his age and condition. Unable to comprehend my story nor explain himself, the old man could only respond with a flurry of incomprehensible shrieks and obscene gestures. I suggested that he was hysterical from embarrassment and in the best interest of everyone be removed from the park immediately. The guard eyed me with suspicion but had no alternative but to believe my story. Fortunately, the force of the waters had washed me thoroughly of any incriminating evidence. I gathered Maria and Tony and made a dash for the parking lot. I'm sure the truth eventually surfaced, but not until we were safely on the interstate heading back to New York. I mean, idiot. Looks like the guy left a magic mountain of his own.